Chapter 16. The Death of Sir Pitt. In Queen's Crawley, Sir Pitt had now begun to drink a great deal and didn't take care of his estate. Sometime after they were married, Pitt and Lady Jane went to visit Sir Pitt. They were shocked at the condition of Queen's Crawley.
"You have to take better care of the place," Pitt said angrily to his father.
"I'm old and ill, and I don't care about Queen's Crawley any more," replied his father sadly.
Pitt tried to convince his father to employ new servants and a manager for the estate, but the old man ignored his advice. Over the next few years, Sir Pitt's health gradually got worse. One morning, Pitt received a letter from his father's doctor informing him that Sir Pitt was near death.
"My father is very ill,"
Pitt told Lady Jane, showing her the letter.
"We must go to him at once. Get the children ready."
A few days after they arrived at the estate, Sir Pitt died. As the elder son, Pitt inherited his father's title, estate, and seat in Parliament. However, he was surprised to learn that his father had spent all his money, and so had nothing to leave either of his sons. He immediately wrote to Rawdon, explaining this, and asking him and Becky to come to the funeral. Rawdon read his brother's letter and gave it to Becky.
"My father didn't leave us any money, and I don't want to go to the funeral," he said when Becky had finished reading it. "I don't want to see Pitt, and it will be expensive to hire a carriage."
"Of course we're going," Becky said. "We have to go. It's your father's funeral, and it will be an opportunity for us to try and become friendlier with your brother and his wife. Pitt's got a seat in Parliament now, and maybe he can get you a government's job. And maybe Lady Jane will offer to present us at court next year."
"Oh, all right, we'll go," said Rawdon unhappily.
"Good," Becky said. "We'll leave little Rawdon at home with his nanny, and I don't think we should hire a private carriage. Your brother and his wife will think better of us if we come by public coach. It will seem more humble."
The next day, Becky and Rawdon took a coach to Queen's Crawley. When they arrived at the estate, the new Sir Pitt shook Rawdon's hand and bowed to Becky. Lady Jane kissed her affectionately, which surprised and pleased Becky. After the funeral, Becky and Rawdon decided to stay at Queen's Crawley for another week. Every day, Pitt and Rawdon went on long walks around the estate, and Rawdon listened patiently as his brother talked about his plans to renovate Queen's Crawley. Gradually, the two men began to feel more like brothers than ever before.
"I didn't approve of Rawdon's marriage to Becky," Pitt said to his wife one night, "but I must say that she's improved him."
"Yes, she's a charming woman," said Lady Jane.
Becky, you see, had been paying a great deal of attention to Lady Jane's two children, Matilda and little Pitt, and this made Lady Jane think she was a very nice person. One afternoon, as Pitt was describing how he wanted to improve the estate, Becky impressed both him and Lady Jane by saying,
"I'm so glad that you're going to use Miss Crawley's money to renovate this great place."
"Thank you, Becky. That's a very noble thing to say," Pitt exclaimed.
Becky smiled sweetly.
"Yes, that was the perfect thing for me to say," she thought with satisfaction. "Now Sir Pitt approves of me completely."
Soon it was time for Becky and Rawdon to return to London.
"I hope you'll come to Queen's Crawley for Christmas," said Lady Jane as she kissed them goodbye.
"Bring little Rawdon too."
"Of course we'll come," Becky said, hugging her new friend. Then turning to Pitt, she said, "And you must visit us whenever you've got business in London."
And so Pitt became a frequent visitor to Rawdon and Becky's home in Curzon Street. Becky often encouraged Rawdon to go and play billiards when he came, so that she could be alone with Pitt and discuss politics, which interested him.
"She understands me," thought Pitt. She doesn't laugh when I say I'd like to get an important job in politics, and she likes my ideas.
Becky was not spending time with Pitt because of his ideas, of course. She was planning for the future, hoping that Pitt would find a government position for his brother. A few days before Christmas, Becky, Rawdon and Little Rawdon visited Queen's Crawley. Little Rawdon enjoyed playing with his young cousins and loved all the attention from his Aunt Jane. He was also surprised that he and his cousins were allowed to eat with the adults in the dining room.
"Oh, I like this," Little Rawdon said to his aunt. "At home, I always eat alone in the kitchen."
Lady Jane felt sorry for the little boy. During the next few days, Lady Jane watched the way Becky treated Little Rawdon, and she didn't like what she saw. More than once, she saw Becky push him away when he tried to hug her. Lady Jane also realized that Becky had captivated Pitt and that they spent a lot of time talking together.
"He discusses things with her that he never talks about with me," thought Lady Jane jealously.
By the end of the visit, Lady Jane no longer thought that Becky was such a charming person.